How's it gone today?
Not bad.
Good.
Good.
Can I talk?
Yeah, for now we can.
I've been watching videos most of the day.
Have you? Why?
This morning, this pop said I was watching a video and it was on evacuation.
Oh, was it?
It's really good, especially for schools.
Yes.
You know, why teach with chalk and talk? Look at this, put a video on.
Well, fancy.
It's
that.
All there, you know. It's really good. And it's.
What's
only
it all
half
about Manchester evacuees?
Half an hour, you know. Well, general evacuees, but it's all condensed, so you got a lot of information.
Yes.
Not like a drawn out television programme, you know.
I like and to have seen that.
People relating stories about how they. You know, people lived in these. They lived in slums, really. They quoted Lancashire.
Yes.
People lived in slums. And they went out into the country to these evacuated places, and they thought they were in absolute
heaven.
Says when they got there, a lot of these kids were dirty. They had head lice.
Oh yes.
He said they stunk. He said they were in a terrible state. He said the shoes were falling off their feet. And these people took them in, cleaned them up, put them in like a bloody sheep dip and all sorts. He said, and they all got an allowance from the government.
That's right.
For these kids, you see, and they got all new clothes, and then regard them as their own, you know.
Mm.
And said they loved it, thought they were in heaven.
Yeah,
yes. So this kid went out having this bloody bath. Said, God, we've got to do this every day. I mean, probably a bath was something we've never seen before, you know.
Probably have one every year.
So this lady of the house said, right, it's bedtime now. So she had the first in bedroom, and there were two sisters. And she says, you sleep in that bed, and you sleep in that bed. Two single beds in the room.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we can't do that. She says, why not? She says, we always sleep together, sister and me.
Yeah.
She says, why do you do that? She says, well, if I wake up in the night and my sister's not there, I'll think someone's taken her, or she'd run away, I'll be frightened. And the same applies the other way, so we always stick together.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't sleep in separate beds. She says, oh, we always sleep in separate beds here. We never have two in the bed. She says, oh, it's only we have five in the bed.
That's true enough.
That was bloody true as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was. By Jiminy, when they lived in Chorton, two down.
She says, then we got undressed. She says, and I got in bed in me vest and knickers. And the lady said, where's your pyjamas? She says, I haven't got any, and I don't know anybody else who has.
That it was an eye-opener for all these people.
Oh, it was very, very good, it was.
Oh,
you only can imagine living in these bloody back-to-back
slums. Oh.
And going to some like little farmhouse.
Oh yes. Oh, I know.
Nice lace curtains and open fields.
It
was in paradise.
Must have been.
Because they said, did it this way? I didn't know anything like that existed.
No.
I thought everywhere was like where I was.
That's right. Didn't know any.
Cobble streets and bloody backyard, you
That's
see.
That's right. And old smoky. Oh, I know. Well, there were some lads from Liverpool that was evacuated when we were evacuated. Oh, God, there was. I mean, not just filthy bodily, but they had filthy habits.
Mm.
They're terrible. In fact, I think they didn't last a week. They were sent back.
Yeah.
I'd like to have seen that.
What were you saying? About a million old people, blind people, sick people, kids.
Yes.
Were dispatched in about a day.
Yes.
24 hours.
It's incredible.
He said it was a tremendous achievement, you know, to get all these people. And of course, then when the kids went home, didn't know where they were going, the parents didn't know. But they found a newfound freedom because all the kids had gone to the countryside.
That's it.
Mother and father on their own.
Yeah.
They're going out dancing and enjoying their own selves.
Didn't want them back.
And then she was going out making money on munitions.
Yes.
So there's a big income coming and no kids to feed.
Yes, yeah.
And then, of course, this was all blown when the raid stopped for quite a long time. All these bloody kids came back.
Yes.
And they didn't really want them back at that time.
I know.
They were quite happy where they were, you see.
Mm. It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a really good video. After that, another one then. About the First World War, you know. That was good too.
See, it just shows what kind of videos there are, really, for, you know.
Oh, there's got educational video on the thing, you know, when it comes on. That fellow was narrating, you've seen him, he's been here a few times. He talks deliberately and rather slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, dark haired chap. But he's got like a bit of a Yorkshire Northern accent.
I don't know what you mean.
And all his kids came together and they all went. You know, that's how he talked.
No, can't place who you mean.
That when it comes on again.
Yeah.
It's very slow and deliberate.
Yes.
But he's a good sort of narrator, you know.
Yeah.
Look all right, haven't they?
Do you know those were reduced from £31 to £14?
Were they?
Yes. Yeah.
Goodbye,
so I thought, well, and they're in a presentation box and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, you couldn't be bit for that. So while I was there...
You couldn't get less than that, could you?
Well, you know, when I looked round, Gordon, there was nothing, nothing less than that, really. And I thought, well, it, for an engagement present, just sort of two.
Yes, it's ideal.
It's ideal, and they like wine, so I thought it would be ideal. They had quite a lot of glassware on half price, or less, more than half price, really. Less than half price, I should say. So while I was there, I went to have a look at the microwaves for Carl.
Oh, yes.
And it was very helpful in Rackham's, it really was, and he knew his stuff as well. And he said, have you got one? So I said, yes. I explained why I was asking the questions, that it was for my son. And I said, but mine's just a microwave. And he said, the combination ones now, he said, are really, you know, what you need. So I said, well, I don't know much about the combination. So he said, well, they have a grill at the top. He said, so if you're cooking a chicken, instead of it coming out pale, the grill will come on and it will brown it.
Oh,
and but it's been cooked by the microwave, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it was a Panasonic one, this. What you do, if you were doing a jacketed potato, you would weigh the potato and then put in the weight, say it was 6 ounces, and all you do then is press jacketed potato. You don't have to put any time in, it automatically does it for the time.
And that's what it is on the thing, jacketed potato on that.
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very good. Now, how much is written it down? I've got some catalogues as well. And there was a shout, and you can buy now, which I didn't know, a microwave, which is a conventional oven as well, you know.
Oh,
so you can do away with it with your big ovens.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a grill in, so you can grill your steak and so forth, your microwave and a fan-assisted oven, all in one.
So what you need, like, is the top for your...
That's right, to stand it on.
Yes, but
the hob.
You need the hob, don't you?
Yes.
That's if you've got one of these built-in things.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. But so I went there and I got all the information there, and then I went into Dixon's, and I did what they did on the television, you know, started talking, and so I said, well, you know, do you have the? I noticed that there was no finance, you know, interest. So he said, oh no, that's only on the sharp and on washing machines. So I said, well, how about anything off for cash? So they said, no, if you can beat that price, we will pay you the difference. So I said, oh. So he said, but we're being refurbished in 4 weeks' time, and we've got to sell everything in the shop. Mm. And he said, you will then get it cheaper. He said, is your son desperate for it? So I said, no, he didn't get married for 6 weeks. So he said, well, he said, tell him to come in about 4 weeks' time. He said, we'll be getting rid of everything. So, you know, but they hadn't got the selection that Rackham's had.
No.
You know, Rackham's had, you know, like the Panasonics and Hitachi and so forth. They were really good. Oh. And a good nosy round. Oh, it was cold.
It's bloody cold today.
And plus, I nearly got knocked.
You didn't. What did you do?
A bloody car came through on red. The green man was flashing, and we were crossing it, and it just made. I had to jump back onto the pavement. A woman says, "My God!" And it came through on red, Gordon. You know where the McDonald's is on the corner?
Yeah.
There. It's crossing there. Couldn't believe it. Everybody sort of, you know, they were just absolutely staggered. It frightened me to death.
It did.
I mean, the green man was flashing, so all lights were on red.
Yeah. But
came through. Anyhow. There we are. Absolute idiots.
Get a hat then?
No, I had a look in Rackham's again. I saw a few white hats, but I tried a couple on. I thought one would have suited me, but it didn't. It didn't suit me at all. You know, so I didn't bother. I saw a pair of shoes. If my grey shoes don't go with this dress, I've seen a pair of shoes that I like. You know, but I'll have to have a lane with me about the hats, because I prefer somebody else with me, really, when I'm buying a hat. I'll have to wait and see. It was quite crowded, though. I was talking to this bloke in Rackham's, and I said, "Do you still have your late night on Thursday?" So they said yes. He said, "In fact, we're open every night now till 6 o'clock. He said, "We don't open in the morning till 9:30.
No.
He said, "Because we find people weren't coming in at 9 o'clock, you know.
Mm.
So we prefer to keep open till 6 o'clock at night." I thought, I bet the staff are not very pleased about that.
It's late, isn't it?
Of course, by the time you've cashed up and everything.
Got home.
You got home.
7:15, isn't it?
Of course it is.
7 o'clock, perhaps.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, what fun to have.
No, I wouldn't either. I really wouldn't. All right, Gordon. Hello, Margaret. She is in. She's upstairs. Will you just turn the light out under the cheese, Gordon, please? She's upstairs somewhere. Susie? Hello, sweetheart. Come on. Come on, downstairs. Good girl. Good girl. Look, isn't she a madam? Here's your mum. Come on. There we are. Do you know when Gordon puts his coat on? Take her now.
She
knows. She goes up the stairs.
Very naughty, honestly.
Don't you? Go up the stairs.
Yeah,
you're a bad
girl.
You're a little softy.
Sure you don't
get
out tonight.
Oh, yes, poor Margaret. Freezing cold. It is, really.
Time to work out whether we'll get snow, because it looked like it was heading downwards on the lunchtime.
Yes, it says over the Pennines in Derbyshire have got it. You know, they were saying one road's closed. I thought, oh God, we could do without it. We're going away on Saturday afternoon, Margaret. Right. We're only going to Blackpool.
Oh, you're not going to
Canada. No, we're going to my cousin's. Yeah. We're going to an engagement party.
So, you're going
we'll be back on Sunday.
Back Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm around Saturday, so I can usually manage to get to.
Yes.
This coast,
you might not bother.
No trouble. She probably will. She probably will, Margaret.
Just you and Gordon going, or are the others going?
No, we're just Gordon and I, yes, you know, so...
Is it at the house, or at...
No, it's a hotel, isn't it, Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah, hotel, He's 40.
Yeah.
How old is Neil? About 45, Gordon?
Yeah.
47, you know, and he's never been married before. She has, but he hasn't, so... don't know what it'll be like.
Anyway,
stopping
at their house though?
No, we're stopping at my cousin's,
you
know, and then we'll come home at about Sunday dinner time. So, get our feet up there, watch the telly.
Edward will be round, won't he, if he's not
he'll probably come and descend on Sunday.
No, I'm thinking I'm having him on Monday, because she's going to have a hair permed.
Oh, sure.
You know, at Weller in town.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they perm your hair, you know, there for £6.
What?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, £6, and then it's £10 for the conditioner and the shampoo, so it's £16 in all.
Yeah.
And what it is, they have people in from salons to try the Weller products out.
Where's that one?
You know where Albert Square?
Yeah.
Well, it's in Brazenall Street. It's just on the right-hand side there. And we met a girl, and she'd had it done, and it was lovely.
Mm.
So Elaine's having hers done there. See how she goes on.
Gosh,
I may go
I've already booked to have mine cut and coloured a bit tomorrow, so where I usually go. So.
There's a new one opening in Park Road.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, it's next to Thornton's.
It
used to be the old post office. That's right, yes. Apparently she comes from Salemore.
Yeah, there was a leaflet put through the door at the weekend.
Yes. I asked Mr. knows it. So I hope it's a success anyhow.
I suppose it could be quite handy for some of the pensioners, couldn't
that's
it?
Right.
Save them walking too far up the road if you want.
See how it goes anyhow. I hope it's a success.
right,
Margaret.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yes, okay. See you. Bye-bye, Margaret. How's your husband?
He's doing fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. And you?
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, I have to be, though.
Don't we? All us women have to be, don't we?
We're martyrs to ourselves.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Not listening to anything.
I'm doing a market research.
Oh, sure.
And I want to record everybody I talk to.
Oh, okay.
You see. So did you see Underwood last night?
Yeah, I saw the last 10 minutes of it. It was all right, wasn't it?
Did you see, you know, in that coloured boy, you know, the young coloured
boy? No, Guska. I didn't see that.
You know what he said? It was funny. He said, I'm sorry he's going, just when I just broke him in.
That's right.
Stop laughing. Yeah. I felt really sorry for him.
The old evening team were making their entertainment, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah. I thought it was jolly good. I did.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is Eddie all right?
Yeah, he's fine now, no problems. He's great, he's sleeping well.
Yeah, they said he had a nightmare last night, didn't he?
Night before.
But he's doing well, actually. He's not had many of them now.
Good.
Can I use
your phone?
Yeah, of course.
You won't
say no, Kevin.
I'm
me what is up with you. Well, she's got a face like thunder.
She's very happy tonight.
What's wrong with me? I'm all right. There's your leaflets on there.
Thank you. Well, you're working hard today, going all around the stores looking for your microwaves and things.
Thank you, Dan. Trying to get you a better bargain.
Why are you being so aggressive?
I'm not being aggressive, Carl. You came in, though, and you seemed all agitated.
I was telling them very
hard. Is your car still on the road?
We've been working till...
I know. Is your car on the road?
No, I managed to squeeze it in.
Oh, did you? Good. Oh, it's all right, then. So we're giving him money then, Dad. He owes me £1.69 for those tags. There's something wrong with us, you know, he wants to turn off. Oh, it's a little bit big. Have you got anything a bit smaller than that, please? Round about 280. Something like that, please. They're all there. That's lovely. That's very nice. Thank you. Have you any? Do you sell fish fingers?
Any?
Do you sell fish fingers at all? You don't.
Fish cakes.
Oh, I have some fish cakes. Are you here?
No, sir. No.
Oh. All right.
I don't sell fish fingers.
No, I didn't know whether you did or you didn't. Divorced.
Yeah.
So they're getting engaged. Well, should be quite a good do. I've forgotten where it's at now though. What are you doing? Hey?
Oh,
what are you doing? Oh! My giddy aunt. Are you playing rugby this afternoon, Kevin?
Last league game.
Is
very,
it?
Very big game today.
Where's it at home?
If we win today, we get promotion.
Oh, do you? Hey, good.
I'll be extremely drunk later on.
Oh.
Very. Daddy's going to be drunk.
Oh.
Daddy drunk.
Daddy drunk.
And sick.
And does Mummy shout?
Mummy's
back. Does she? Oh, dear. Daddy's naughty, is he? Oh.
Big crane.
Oh, see the big crane, have you?
Big crane.
I can see the plane. How's your mum?
It's fine,
thanks. Is she alright?
I've seen her for a while. She's been down to Birmingham to see our kid.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her for a week and a half now.
She should go back to work, Kevin.
Oh,
she doesn't want to.
I don't blame her.
No intention, you know.
I don't. Oh dear, pick it up, my love.
Good boy.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
No, I don't think she will, to be honest with you.
there's more to life.
See, I think that's what she's realised.
Oh, yes. Definitely. And she wants to see more of you, doesn't she, Emma? Don't blame her. My giddy aunt. My giddy aunt. You're a scallywag. What are you? Come in, cappuccino.
Which one are you having?
Is it
him?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. I'll show you which one it is.
The first one.
That one.
That's me there. That's just me. That's me with hair.
Are you going to be with somebody like that?
Both, huh?
With a bit of luck.
That's alright. Excuse me. I prefer with a bit of dark in there.
But he said, the man said, and I don't know, we'll see what your reaction will be to this. He said to Carl, I think that you and your best man should have cravats and the rest ties. Because you should sort of stand out.
No, I thought you should have it all side.
I do. You see, your dad does.
Yeah, I think every time I've been to a wedding, people in
the you do one or the other, you don't do both.
Yes, I think that too.
We stood out because we had a different sort of flower on me and our kid.
Well, that's it. And they know anyway, don't they? They know who the flaming. I don't know who the groom is.
What the hell are you doing there?
You
know,
actually,
I can imagine it quite a lot warm.
It's pretty...
Have you tried it on yet?
I've not seen it yet.
Oh, you've only seen it in
that? Just sort of where have you got it fitted?
Macclesfield.
When?
I don't know. You said just go in any time.
It's a bit of pain, isn't it? All being that end.
I was up there, so just...
I suppose, would it be...
So, as a stick girl, what sort of shoes am I having?
He might even thought, had he?
Shoes? Good shoes, all right.
We had shoes as well, for
us. Yeah.
He's a fool. I remember, we went to Keith's wedding, didn't we, Kevin?
Derek. Yeah, Keith was in...
And Derek was part of the party, and he wore, like, hush puppy shoes. And on every single photograph, it just stands out.
I remember that.
Yeah, atrocious.
I remember that.
Absolutely.
I never forget that.
You like hush puppies?
Yes, they were. Yes.
Oh no, you have to have the same.
Nice, that, is it?
You have to have the right shoes.
Of course you do.
Yep.
I've been looking for Edward.
I've got no lace on. She said, I've got no lace on. You've got no lace on.
Yeah. No, you don't know me. Some people say you should have slip-ons, but I couldn't get them in them, so...
Unless everybody has
slip-ons. Yeah, that's
it. You know, you can't have someone
slip-ons. Well, that's the advantage of ours. Everyone looks like they're identical, because we hired everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Did we even hire shirts?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, because Carl's too long in the sleeve.
That's right, yeah.
Well, surely Carl will do the same.
Well, I think I'd have a shirt for
him
and all
that, yeah. But you need somebody who's got a slightly different shirt on and it stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do.
It
has
been coming out of the
door. Have you been a good boy? Excuse me. Have you been a good boy? Yeah. You can't have a biscuit if you've been a good boy.
No. Okay. What? No, you've not been a good boy? Oh, well. Slowly getting there.
Good boy. You know you're a good boy. We love you.
So you're on the wallpaper at the moment, are you?
Yeah. Isn't that wallpaper landing? Loads of wallpaper that we would have, but not for the bedroom. They're all very dark.
Oh, darling.
And the ones are very light.
Where do you want sort of a traditional type paper?
I'm not really sure. I just want it very, very pale. Because then I can have any fabric, you see. I don't want to be limited to it's got to have a certain colour in the fabrics.
No.
And I want it very plain to show off the wood. Yeah. You know, if we have something too patterned or too dark, the wood won't.
Kevin, do you want a sugar?
Won't stand out.
Please, one.
Right. No, said done, that's the main part of the bedroom. There's not going to be a lot seen, is there, the wallpaper? Yeah. We did see one, a beige with like. What's it called? Fleur de... Whatever.
Fleur de lis.
Yeah, one of those. You know, quite...
It's embossed, isn't it?
Quite well spaced
out.
No,
it's not.
Oh, no.
It was embossed.
It was very nice, but it was like a marbled beige, and we felt it was going a bit dull, but... No,
I don't know, it's supposed to be very neutral. Because I want a beige carpet. I think your bedrooms have to be pale, they don't have to be white.
Mr. What?
I think your bedrooms have to be light. Pale. You've got a dark brown.
Yeah,
I've got it. Is that going to get like a triple?
Yeah.
It's got four.
That's what I got from Aldi's.
Yeah.
Not bad for £1, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're selling them off cheap.
It's got four, there's four buds there, is it?
I didn't know if that was like one flower.
I thought it was one flower, but one of those four, I think.
No,
thanks. No,
sure.
Too close.
Oh, yes, please.
Well,
they're nice,
these. Hey! I don't eat after 10 o'clock, so it's past my eating time.
I think I'll have to go and sit with my little lad. He's sat there.
No.
Come on.
Your mum reckons Frankie Howard's got AIDS. It's the word on the street.
Where's
the ring? Where's it gone? It's in your hand.
He means it too.
Yes, I slept with Mummy again last night. It was like having a leech. What was it like, Kevin?
Gone.
It was like glued into my back. Kevin could have slept on the other side of the bed quite easily.
What's in your pocket?
He woke up again in the middle of the night.
But where did Kevin go?
That's it. And have half an hour of sleep up there.
This is gone.
It's gone.
You have more than me. And when he wakes up this morning, bright as a lark.
The floor.
Hello.
Pardon, darling.
The floor.
I'm
well, we're all looking like death.
Look, Edwin.
What are you shouting for?
He only puts them on the floor. He only puts them on the floor.
Are you to leave them there?
Just put them on the floor then. Then you know where they are.
That's to look at them.
Like heaven that, isn't it?
He guards them for farm cake, don't you, sweetheart?
No, just looks at which one is having
this. Aren't you lovely?
To bed with you and all his face is all puffed up and crying.
Oh, was it?
He couldn't keep his eyes open last night with them two.
No.
She was fast asleep and so was he.
I've got
the problem is with him, he was halfway down your back. You know, he was under the covers.
I know he was. The next
so
time
I was a bit
I
worried about him staying under the covers all night.
Well, it's last night. He woke up as so I was choking. He was swallowing his tongue or something.
Table.
On the table. All right. Thank you.
On there.
There.
So this afternoon, Ed, it's on the settee.
Cushion sets.
Get the old duvet over us.
You can't go and go in there.
Oh, Kevin, what was he like on that trampoline?
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Absolutely hysterical. I've moved it, you know. I've put it by the side.
Pull the chair up, Ed.
And he uses it now. All the time, yeah. He mustn't have liked where it was. He was going banana. What was he saying while he was bouncing?
Moon, was it?
No, it was something else, wasn't it?
Wow.
No, I can't remember.
Bubbles.
Pardon,
darling. Bubbles.
Did you bounce yesterday?
You were bouncing last night, weren't you?
Bounce.
Were you? Bounce very high.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Did you touch the ceiling?
No.
You didn't touch the ceiling. Nearly, though.
So where's your engagement day tonight?
Where is it? Some hotel.
Oh, that was
very good. Well, we'll be with Iris, isn't it?
So where will we take
them?
Last one.
Last one, that now. All gone after that.
No.
What have we got? To cook last wine glasses.
Just started to eat a big roll and realised it wasn't one of them.
That's the last one.
and they were reduced half, well, from £31 to £14. So you couldn't be bit for that. No. So I'm going again because it's Sylvia's silver wedding on June the 6th, so I'll go get her some.
These
calls
on
the 30th of May.
Uh-huh. We haven't got a weekend. Hey,
what are you going to get Paul?
Don't know. Why?
Well, if you, all I was going to say is if you're going to get something like that, I mean, we would buy something.
Well, that's
that
fair enough. So I'll get one. Should we get, do you want to get something between us? Like if I saw a vase that was a little bit bigger and a bit more expensive than what your dad might want to buy. And then we'll do it between us.
You can do, yeah. Or I'll like I say, if you saw something where, I don't know, say it was two glasses, and then we could buy two as well.
Yes.
You know, if it made up a set.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Will they be back?
They didn't know how long they were going for. I can't.
We're not going. They broke back and told we're not going. Hello, darling. Hello, my love. What time is it? Do you know? We do. 7:30. We've got to
pick Barbara and Neville up. No, I'll
show you that letter, Arlene, that our Irene wrote.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Carl brought it, don't you? That's ashamed of it.
No more, Edward. No, that's your last one.
Yeah, take them away.
I will do now.
I was saying to Mum, it's a shame because you could have invited somebody else.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like Mum was saying, Margaret.
No, you that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you
They're
do?
All gone
not
now.
Invited her. Then that would have been.
I don't
yeah.
want one.
It's a very awkward situation.
Hey, it's a bit of a stinker that she's not coming. I mean, what has she done that for?
Because she's that's her, you see.
She's stupid.
No. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. That's the sad
part. You've gone, I'm afraid.
Well, if that had been sort of, you know, when we're doing our wedding, you would have replaced them then, wouldn't you, with somebody? You would have left it, you would have done it early enough to say, oh, well, we can invite somebody else.
Yeah,
right. Do you know what I mean? Well, you don't think, oh, well, we'll save money on two people. And what the hell's it cost to two people, Gary?
You got the caravan at Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You'd like company with the caravan this Easter.
Oh,
just
let me think.
For a couple of days.
Before you say anything else, let me think.
Now he's panicking, he doesn't know if it means with or without.
I don't know where that boy is at now.
He doesn't know if it means with or without.
What does it mean, Elaine? Tell me what it means.
He said, I'd like the Queen to visit you with Edward Clark. Kevin Fishing
Deathrow. That's right.
When would you go?
Well, as if I said I was coming with Kevin, it wouldn't have been.
It'd have been fine. I thought you had to drop Edward on.
I know you did.
When would you be going? Do you know?
I think I'll go on the Friday.
You're going to go on the Friday? Yeah.
That wouldn't make
any
difference, would it? Because you could.
Why? Did you want to...
I don't know yet. I'm not sure what we're doing.
Oh, well, what are you going to be, Kev?
Well, if Elaine and Edward's not there, I can do a lot of decorating.
See, he plays rugby on the Saturday, so Saturday's a waste of time anyway.
Yeah, I'll do some work at the house.
But Saturdays are wasted anyway. So I may as well have a Saturday at the back.
See, what we could do is you could go on the Friday and I could pick you up Saturday evening. Come straight after rugby. Or Sunday. It depends if you think you could last 2 nights without me. No.
That's 2 years without you, dear, don't worry.
Try that one day. No, we'd have to arrange a hire cop, things like that.
No, you wouldn't. I'd put him in the bed.
Would you?
Yeah. They're going to bed in a few months, isn't it? It's not even sure.
Is it a good time to try it?
Well, if he gets up, he'd have to sleep with me.
Mm. Oh, of course, you can't stay Saturday night, can you?
No, because of the dirty movies.
That's right, yeah.
Can't have bed watching them.
No.
Would you like that? What? Me at the van with you over Easter. You know.
Love
that. Thanks a lot.
Yes, of course it
would. Hey, that's good, isn't it?
Love
of course it would.
Is that the quality of paper?
Is that disgraceful?
Just put it on a stamp.
Isn't that absolutely disgraceful?
The quality of paper.
Look at that, Kevin.
I wouldn't have written one like that when I was at school. That's bad, that.
No, that's it.
What the hell must they think?
Well, I think she's trying. She's doing it to spite me, Elaine.
She's stupid.
Not come.
Well, it's her loss.
Not come.
Isn't
I'm
coming in a moment.
No, leave Pancake alone.
That's right, isn't it, that? He's been trying to keep me head up and look out.
No, well, he's brought it home. I mean, at least no one else will see it.
I've seen it.
Oh,
I've
seen it, yeah.
Well,
nobody else does it.
I've received it.
Well, that's what I mean. They're the only ones that you don't want them to see it, really.
That is our Irene to a tea. I could murder her. I could, honestly. She's the most... Oh, she's the most out there. She really is.
So when are you coming to the van then? Do you want us to take you?
Well, it depends. Depends on what day you'll be going and what day you'll end up on the sort of
Friday. We're going on Friday.
Are you sure? Peggy with us. Are you sure? She's going to
come.
Yeah.
And you should pick me up
on
Saturday
night or Sunday, whichever's best for you.
See, Saturday,
Saturday, I can work Saturday morning, play rugby and then pick you up. Or I can do work Saturday morning. Play rugby, do Saturday afternoon, pick you up Sunday morning, and stay for, say, Sunday, a couple of hours on Sunday.
We don't want you there.
Sunday, your traffic will be a damn sight lighter than Monday. Mm.
Well, yeah,
will
you
sleep in a bed?
Well, that's what I'm saying, I'll put
him
in the bed. If you won't sleep in the bed, you can sleep with me.
Well, you can do
well you're going to have the
do?
Double bed, Elaine.
No.
No, you can put the two single beds together.
Yeah, put the two single beds together.
Of course you can't you? Yeah.
And then you can sleep on the outside. And he's wedged between me and you. Get out.
This. I can sleep on the outside and he can sleep against the wall. Have you ever tried sleeping in a bed with him?
No, there's no biscuits.
Well, where are you going to sleep if you don't sleep with
his
him?
His arms and legs do that. Mr. Starfish.
Starfish.
Yeah. Well, wait.
It's just like... Well, I don't know yet. I mean, I could sleep in the lounge.
Oh, no, your dad stays up.
Well, I mean, we're going to be watching these blues.
Well, he can sleep in the lounge and us two will have the single beds.
No!
Well, he's got the double bed.
I can always have a doze in your bed. I can always sleep in the double bed. And then when Dad's coming to bed, I'll go in the lounge.
I won't wake you up when we get there.
I'd rather not sleep with him if I can avoid it, because I just don't get any sleep. Because it cuddles up to you, push it out of
the
bed.
Well, it'd be better in the single bed, then.
No, it'd be better if you still push the two together.
Yeah.
To get more, you'd roll out the single bed.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you roll out, they're very high, aren't they?
No.
Oh, aren't they?
No.
What you could do...
Would he get on a single bed?
We could put a sleeping bag along the side, so he fell off. It's not a sleeping bag, so it's helpful.
That's right, yeah. You know what I'm saying is, if he got off,
he'd get
back on again.
Oh,
he'd
probably... I mean, he could get out. He might just get out of bed and come back
in. I can hire you a cop, you know. No problem.
No, it's got to go in a bed sooner.
Well, he'll be going in Carl... You're having Carl's bed for him.
Yeah, no, it just means it's easier for you.
No, it makes no difference.
What do you want, Edwin?
No, they don't keep going with him. Just
great advantage now is you wouldn't need anything like a high chair.
Or
anything like that. Might just need a few cushions at the table, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
This is too tight for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sound like a Lynx helicopter landing there, doesn't it?
No.
You should put loads of naughty words on your mum's tape.
Yeah. Is it still running?
Yes.
I thought
it
finished.
No, I don't know.
That's a deal. All right. Quite a bit left on it. Oh, what a load of bollocks.
Don't
say anything rude. But I don't know. See, it's up to you. I mean, like I say, you can either go on Friday.
Oh, we've been talking.
Oh, I'm talking about what?
You're talking about the movies that you watch.
We'll get rested in about a week, so
I'll be down now.
We're going for a meal next Friday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Good. I'm on call.
No, we're not. We're going to the quiz night.
Oh, no, we're not going for a meal next Friday.
Aren't we?
No, I thought it was next Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday then, next Tuesday, what about,
yeah. Because I suggested next Friday. And you
Tuesday, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Just go for a pint in the Lee Arms.
Yeah.
Then we'll go for a...
You're not going in the Lee Arms.
I've never been to Lee Arms in your life.
Go for a pint,
that's fine. I'll go in and get a little thing. I've
never been in my life, I wouldn't know.
I'm leaving it now, though.
Rough.
It's rough.
They have to have a fight.
Makes the bug vault.
But you have to have a fight to get in.
That's right, it's like the greyhound. The greyhound shut now, it, but
yeah.
Well, yeah, we can go to the temple, just down the road, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Just go for a pint and then go for a monster curry.
Yeah.
And get a doggy bag for an aid. No,
doggy bag.
I'm trying to think what else you need to take for it. I mean, like, do you take a lot of stuff every time you go to the van?
No.
So you get the pram and the boo okay?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. 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 Take my two clothes, that's all. A bit of food.
It's actually advantage when we had the estate, wasn't it? You had the high chair, the pram, the bait, the cot.
Oh,
and everything.
Didn't
have it. No. It'd be good actually if he does sleep in the bed, because then we could go in the summer.
Yeah, you just let me try it out.
Well, I was just saying to you, but it's a shame you can't get something, you know, to prop it, to like an L shaped piece of wood.
You could slip under the bed. What's Carl asked them? Carol's got a bed thing. You know, that you clip off to the side of your bed to stop them rolling out.
Really?
Carol's
got one, should have nothing. Really? Still
had one, I think. Yeah, it's just like a piece of mesh, isn't it? At the side, that clips on the side, it just means if they do roll towards the edge, it stops them. I mean, they could get over it, and they could get round it that way and that way, but it just stops them in the sleep.
There's something there,
yeah. I'll ask her, remind me to ask.
So what will you do? Will you sleep with Mother, then?
Oh, I can sleep in the lounge.
On Friday night.